Sean Martin, general manager, head coach, White Court Wolverines.
Sean, as you look back at the last couple of years competing for titles in this league, and you know, knowing coming into this season and getting off to a great start for your first 10 games, just you know, where do you feel the White Court Wolverines are in terms of caliber of team in this AJHL?
Yeah, we haven't seen everyone yet, so we're, you know, first time we've seen Olds. We see Drum tomorrow and still need to see Calgary and a couple other teams. So, yeah, I like to start. We've got more returning players this year than we've had the last couple of years, so I think that's helped. But, yeah, again, it's a long time between now and April.
But what has been some of the key indicators here in the first 10 games that have, you know, been positives that have allowed you guys to pick up 7 wins so far?
We've had a lot of buy-in, you know, and that was something that, you know, our group kind of fought with last year. And I think this year it's been guys are here for the right reasons, and we got a great leadership group. And, again, that's probably been the biggest difference.
You bet. And what has Jalen meant to you as your captain?
Yeah, you know, obviously you can see what kind of talented player he is. You know, but, you know, he was a guy that wants, you know, stayed loyal to our program and really wanted to show, you know, people that, you know, he just wasn't a one-trick pony and wants to play both sides of the ice and wants to, you know, lead. And I think he's done an excellent job of that so far.
You bet. On the back end, another longtime member of the Wolverines from, you know, this area in Red Deer is Spencer Clairaut. Just to tell us about the growth that he's had in his career to this point.
Yeah, again, obviously, we were, you know, he's only been in White Court for about a year, so, you know, he's still kind of new to us, but just quality kid, and, you know, I think, you know, when he was available, we were surprised he was available and gave us some good minutes as an 18-year-old last year, and you know, this year he's been a, you know, a catalyst back there with Quentin Bourne, and, you know, excited to see what he can do for the rest of this year and his 20-year-old year.
You bet. Walk us through your goaltending tandem for the season.
Yeah, we got Elliot Pratt, who's back from last year's team. Obviously, he's got some league experience, which was important to us. And then we recruited a young fellow out of Saskatchewan who was, you know, was one of the better goalies in that U18 loop out that way. And, yeah, again, they've been good. I think they both would like to see a little better results at times. But, you know, they're working hard. And, yeah, again, we're excited to have both of them.
For sure. As you look up and down your lineup here, you know, who are some of the new arrivals that are going to be players that you're going to count on as the season progresses, you think?
Yeah, we're obviously a little younger than we have been in the past. That was kind of by design. But, you know, Kyle Tucker's obviously already had a pretty good second year. We've got, again, we've added some older guys that got league experience, but, you know, Tristan Saluk has given us a lot of hard minutes early as an 08. Matt Williams was reassigned to us from the Oil Kings and a big center. So we see some promise there. I think, you know, Ty Ryan was a guy who played down our lineup last year and has been given a ton of opportunity this year, and he's excelled with it. So, you know, those would be kind of the key guys up front. And, you know, the back end, we were able to add, you know, guys from Western League, guys from, you know, the Hawkins kid out of Drumheller that, you know, has experience. So we're kind of able to patch it together, and they've been very good early.
And on your general manager hat side of things here, just, you know, what has this month been like with the way that there is, you know, so much player movement between all the leagues right now?
Yeah, I don't know if it's something that can go in year in, year out. There's been a lot of movement. We've tried to kind of stay out of that. At times you got to kind of get involved, but yeah, it's definitely different than it has been in past years, and we'll see what it looks like moving forward.
Excellent. And the last one for you, Jays and the Mariners, tight series here. What's your prediction? 2-2 going into today and tied as we're currently watching.
Yeah, 1-1 in the sixth, so I don't know when people hear this. Obviously I'm a pretty big fan, so hopefully they've been on the sticks here the last two games. They can get this one and go home and just got to win one game. So I'll call them in either 6 or 7. Let's go with that.
I'll keep her going, Sean. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, I appreciate it.